The mission of the Women's Giving Fund is to bring 1,000 Park City women together to support Summit County women and children through what they call high-impact philanthropy. And in less than a year, they're halfway to their goal of 1,000 donations of $1,000 each. So far, some 500 women have joined the effort and have pledged their support. Park City Community Foundation Director Tricia Worthington says they kicked off the fund in April of this year.
We are about 9 or 10 away from hitting the 500 member mark. So we want to have a celebration and thank all of the women who have stepped up. And we're asking everyone to bring one more person, because 500 plus one equals 1,000, and it'll just get us that much closer.
In celebration, the group is holding an event called the Women's Giving Fund 500 Party. The celebration takes place this evening, Friday evening, at the Treasure Mountain Inn on Main Street from 5 to 7. It's a free event and all are welcome. Two guest speakers are featured. One of those is Olympian and local resident Summer Sanders, and the other is Martha Simon, who inspired the same kind of project in North Lake Tahoe.
We had the exact same goal, to identify 1,000 women to raise $1 million within a year, and we were successful, and it actually exceeded that goal. And the Women's Fund there in Truckee, Tahoe, is still going strong, and the membership continues to grow.
Simon says the momentum builds throughout the community.
The momentum started out very, very strong. And just like these gals, you know, you look at yourselves and say, oh, when is it going to end? You know, how are we going to get 1,000 women? They will, though. We were not near as close to where they are, only 3 months away from our deadline. But, you know, when people say you can't do it, that's when you pull it together and do it.
Once the $1 million is raised, it goes into an endowment. And Simon says when the money grows, that's when the granting starts.
And when the earnings were built up enough to where we could outsource those monies, then we were able to grant them out to the different focus areas we had identified to grant monies to. And I believe, you know, that's what the beauty is about establishing a women's fund anywhere in the country, is you can make it up and do it the way or incorporate the kinds of procedures and policies that works for this community.
Worthington says here in Park City and Summit County, the focus is on helping women and children's projects with some substantial economic grants.
We wanted these to be high impact grants, so $25,000 up to $50,000. And we did want to focus on women and children, partly because we do have the community fund grant distribution, and that's the whole community. Those are smaller gifts, so we kind of wanted this to be a little different and unique.
Vail Resorts this week, she says, presented the Women's Giving Fund with a $25,000 challenge grant.
They are challenging us to add 200 members by December 31st. And if we do that, then we get a $25,000 grant from the Vail Canyons program. So since the announcement, which was just, 24 hours ago, we've already added, I think, 12 members. So
maybe
it's
15, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Really inspiring people and encouraging people to give now so we can benefit from that grant.
That's Tricia Worthington with the Park City Community Foundation's Women's Giving Fund. They say the $1,000 can be divided into quarterly or monthly payment amounts. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.